I got the phone call. You know, that phone call that rocks you to your core and changes your entire life? Mine came at 19. This is Financially Fit with Coach Hill, the podcast where you learn to train your money like a pro athlete trains for success. I'm Coach Hill, personal finance expert and money coach to the NFL. I took everything I learned from coaching pro athletes for the last 10 years and founded Financial Footwork to help everyone become financially fit, find their success with money, and live the lifestyle they want with the money that they've got. My financial journey started at a very young age. My family and I talked about money all the time at the dinner table, and I grew up learning how money works, how it moves, and how important it can be to achieving your goals and getting what you want out of life. However, I really didn't understand the importance of those lessons until I got the call at 19 that completely changed my life. It was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year in college. My dad called me and said, "Get to the hospital right now." Of course, I got in the car and immediately went down to the hospital that he gave me the address for. My mom was in critical condition at the ICU, and she wasn't looking like she was going to make it. We didn't know what was wrong. We didn't know why she was sick, and we were trying to figure out exactly how we could help her. Now, this is the panic that sets in when you have a sick family member. But there's a lot of other stuff that happens after someone gets sick. So for 17 days, yeah, count that, 17 days, we sat in the ICU in a hospital in Portland, Oregon, hoping that my mom was going to pull through. And thank God she did. But we still didn't know why she was sick and what was going on. So my dad and I sat down. We went through the medical bills over the next 30 to 60 days, and they were adding up. This process happened for 7 years. My mom had an autoimmune disorder, but it wasn't just any autoimmune disorder. It was one that the doctors couldn't diagnose. Have you ever had that lingering fear that you can't help someone and there's literally nothing that you can do to help them other than sit and wait? That was my life for 7 years. But it wasn't just the sickness that was the struggle. Illness brings a lot of other stressful things up, and finances are right at the top of that list. This is where my financial journey really started. In college, my friends were football players. Lucky enough for me, they were all in my business class, and we basically went through 4 years of college together. So I met them before they became, you know, the badass stars of the football team, and I just liked them as people. Well, because we were friends and they knew what was going on in my life, they basically helped me understand how to deal with my mom, and they were there for me the entire time. My mom became friends with these guys, and she loved Oregon State football. So you can imagine that she, when she could come to the games, which wasn't often, but when she could come to the games, she was all about it because she was there to support the guys that were supporting her. My football friends changed the trajectory of my life simply by being there for me in a time of need. I wanted to pay it forward. So as they started getting drafted into the NFL, and there were 9 guys drafted into the NFL, I believe it was 8 or 9, my senior year in college, which was the largest draft class my college had ever seen. It was pretty remarkable. And a couple of those guys were friends of mine. And I was getting phone calls like, what do I do with my signing bonus? How do I get a credit card? Can I buy a car? I was 22 as well. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I started researching, learning. I was already learning about money because I had to figure out how to make my money work for me because I was broke in college. There was no money for me in college, which is completely normal for a lot of college students. But I was next level broke. I was working a full-time job, 40 hours a week, and I was taking 20 credits because I had to figure out how to get through college fast so that I could go help my family. My friends played football, knew this. They also happened to be my neighbors, and they were very good about keeping my fridge stocked because I didn't have any money. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to pay it forward. So going from broke college student to helping my friends handle hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars was quite a leap. So I started learning everything that I could. I got a job where I was learning about the basics and fundamentals of finance. I worked at a bank. And then I started building financial literacy programs. And about 3 years out of college, I started working for private sector companies building their financial wellness programs. Most notably, my favorite one, Project Clean Slate Portland, where I was helping people coming out of prison reacclimate to society. Honestly, one of the most rewarding jobs I've ever done. I was building their financial wellness programs, and I was helping these people figure out their lives and figure out how to reacclimate to society when they'd been in prison for a year. I even had someone who came out after 50. So my job was to really help them understand money, how it works, how it moves, and how to leverage it. And then I got a call from the NFL, specifically the Miami Dolphins. They'd heard about me through a couple of the guys. And sure enough, they called me for an interview. And in 2017, I flew myself down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I started working with a couple retired players. A week later, I got a call from my dear friend, Caleb Thornhill at the Miami Dolphins. And he said, I want to hire you to work with our team. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I got to make an impact with the guys that changed my life. These were my friends in college, obviously a different group of guys, but it still felt like it was the right place, the right time. So sure enough, 2017, started working with the Dolphins. Fast forward to today, 2022. I have been the lead financial educator for now 10 NFL teams, which is awesome. It's amazing. I love my players. I love my guys. You will meet a lot of them as I interview them throughout the course of this podcast. But more importantly, the more they learn, the more they can impact their community. The more you learn, the more you can impact your family. And for me, financial education, financial literacy, financial freedom, whatever buzzword you want to call it, is all about you taking control of your money and mastering it so you can get where you want to go in life. Because everybody's got a different lifestyle and everybody's got a different thing that they want to buy. So it's all about figuring out what works for you and how it works. And the NFL shaped how I teach finance. The NFL is all about training for success. Everything that you do every day is a small step towards the next thing that you're going to do, the next play that you're going to have, the next game you're going to play. Everything that those guys do in those training facilities is to get them 1% better, just 1%. I wanted to take that idea, that fitness program, that routine, and I wanted to apply it to money. Because if you're not looking at your money every day and you're not thinking about your money every day, how are you going to get better at it? You're not. You're going to set some financial goals at the new year and you're going to hope to God it sticks. And by February, you look down and go, oh shit, I haven't done anything yet. Crap. It's because we don't have a routine. There's no consistency in money and we're not taught consistency in money. So the NFL and what I've learned in those training facilities and working with these men every day is that all of us can take that mentality of training and apply it to training your money. And I created a program all around teaching people and providing them with a roadmap of exactly how to train their money every single week, picking up that book and checking off your 3 financial workouts. And honestly, it was the easiest way for me as an athlete, because I'm an athlete at heart. I stopped playing in college because I'm 5'2 on a good day and probably can't play any sports at that point. But I love sports and I love being athletic and I love lifting and I love being in the gym. So for me, this was a natural progression and I could apply it to my money. And my NFL players helped me see that. So I took a different approach to money. I wanted to be able to take all of the hardships and struggles that I've been through and create a program so people don't have to go through the same things that I went through from 19 to 26. So bringing it full circle, from 19 to 26, my mom was sick. I spent more time in hospitals than I did just living my regular life. By the time all the medical bills were done and 7 years had passed, we are talking hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent to make sure that my mom lived comfortably for 7 years, which meant my dad had to restart at 54 years old. And I was coming out of college with $35,000 in student loan debt and a job that didn't even pay me that per year. I had to figure it out. And that's exactly what I did. And I don't want anyone to have to go through the same struggles I did, because having a sick parent for 7 years and having those medical bills pile up and watching the toll that it takes on your family, there are things you can do to avoid that. And I'll dive way deeper into all of that as we get further into this podcast. But my journey with financial fitness, my journey with financial wellness didn't start 5 years ago, didn't even start 10 years ago. It started at the dinner table, listening to my mom and dad, who are both finance professionals, talk about money in a way that made it easy to digest, in a way that made it easy for me to understand. And I'm going to do the same thing for you. I'm going to make money easy. My passion is helping you understand your money. It's helping you figure out what works for you and then living the lifestyle you want with what you actually have. So it's all about making it work. I'd love for you to subscribe. Listen every week. Give me your comments. And if you want to fast track your money training, grab my Ultimate Beginner Budget course. For the next 12 weeks, get into a financial fitness program and I will give you all of the weekly workouts you need to start getting financially fit, mastering your money and taking control of your financial life. All you have to do is show up. So go to financiallyfitpodcast.com, click on the 12-week training program, and let's get started. Financially Fit with Coach Hill. It's all about training your money like a pro athlete trains for success. And stay financially fit with me.